people go for long weekends to Asia, and some do lovely weekend breaks in Rome. But here at Ocal we are so adventurous that we just travelled 15 minutes from our home.
Glad you come,
everyone, so much fun. Whoa, when we went to Selsdon Park.
Glad you come,
everyone, so much fun. Whoa, when we went to Selsdon Park. The Ledgers named their lovely daughter Amy. From Congo, a film they often showed her. Good job, their favourite film isn't Star Wars, or the poor girl might have ended up called Yoda.
Glad you've come, everyone, so much fun. Oh, when we went to Selsdon Park. Glad you've come, everyone, so much fun. Oh, when we went to Selsdon Park.
We celebrated Jan's exciting birthday. She turned 50, but she wasn't very keen. So after Simon's sermon, she went in the lift. And when she came back out, she was only 17.
Glad you've come, everyone, so much fun. Whoa, when we went to Selsdon Park. Glad you've come, everyone, so much fun. Whoa, when we went to Selsdon Park.
We've learned to love and serve each other better. But there are some improvements we can make. Now the music group will be adventurous, and every time that Carlo sings, he'll wear a snake.
Glad you come, everyone, so much fun. Whoa, when we went to Selsdon Park. Glad you come, everyone, so much fun. Whoa, when we went to Selsdon Park.
This morning we were woken by the fire alarm. We thought it was Jamie waking us to pray. But actually, Phil had just got in the bath, and so we panicked and then called the fire brigade.
What much fun. Whoa, when we went to Selsdon Park. Glad you've come. When we went to Selsdon Park.
So let's do this again in a few years. Or we could do it sooner if you're keener. We've already booked the Saturday evening entertainment. It's called Live Life on the Edge, run by Marina.
Everyone, so much fun. Whoa, when we went to Selsdon Park. Glad you come, everyone, so much fun. Whoa, when we went to Selsdon Park.
I think one of the important things for us to remember as a church family is that our weekend away is ended, but that doesn't finish our love for each other. That doesn't mark this as a time where we've learned so much about God's love for us and therefore his challenge for us as we love each other. I think what Simon said this morning was really important for us to embed in our hearts. And it's summarized as well in Colossians 2, verse 6 and 7. And if we can commit this to memory as a life verse for us to remember as a church family, it says this: so then, just as you received Christ as Lord. And we all have a story, don't we? How we received Christ as Lord. For many of us, it happened over years. For some of us, it happened over weeks, months. If you ask my stepmom, she became a Christian literally in the course of hours as she heard Billy Graham preach. But each of us has a story as we received Jesus Christ as Lord. So we acknowledged our sinfulness. We acknowledged our need for a Saviour. We asked Jesus to be our Lord, our God, and the one who saves us. And then Paul says, continue to live in him. In other words, the way in is the way on. That's quite a cliched phrase for this verse, but the way in, how we received, through humbly acknowledging our sin, through accepting our Saviour, and through living with him as our God and our Lord, that is the way on. So as Simon said this morning, as we come across difficult people, mostly ourselves, and all the hang-ups that we have, actually, we look to the cross. We look to the cross. And when we're challenged on the way we speak about difficult people, and we say that phrase, they're a lovely person, but, or they've got good qualities, but, they're a really good guy, but, or girl, but, actually that but has got to be killed. Because Christ never said that about us when we came to him. And that I feel is one of the biggest applications for myself. Just that sense of the way we speak about each other and applying the gospel truth to ourselves and saying, well, there's the truth of the gospel. The way I've come into the gospel is the way I go on in the gospel. What I'd like us to do now, and boys and girls, I'm really sorry for this one, but actually I think you might take this opportunity as well to do this as well. What we're going to do as grown-ups is I'm going to give us just 3 minutes to think through how we can apply all that we've learnt and all that we've loved on this weekend away to our hearts. So that we apply the cross to ourselves. Where do we need to learn more forgiveness? Where do we need to learn how to serve? Where do we need to balance our time, our energies, our love as a church family to build one another up so that the way in for all of us is the way on for all of us? Let's bow our heads and just consider how we might take all that we've heard this morning, perhaps one area, and just think through how we are going to take it, live it out, and change from this time forward. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that we've learnt and been taught over this weekend about being church family. Lord, we thank you for the time that you've given us to get to know each other better. We thank you, Lord God, for the time that you've given us to learn more of you through your word. Lord, our biggest thanks and our biggest love to you is because you have saved us, not because of the righteous things we've done, but because of your mercy. Lord, we thank you and worship you that you have not looked at us and gone, nice person, but. You've seen our souls. And you've seen our need for a saviour and you've saved us. Lord, we thank you and worship you for the mercy that you have given us, for the forgiveness that you have wrought for us. We ask, Lord God, that we would live that out more and more towards each other and towards those around us. Father, many of us are struggling with quiet times, with our personal walk with you. And we ask that you would give us the desire and the energy and the strength and the discipline to sort that out. We ask that you would give us rich communion with you. We ask that you would give us the strength to kill our sin, to accept that we are in and of ourselves not wanting to get to know you. But that because of your Holy Spirit in us, oh, it's a no-brainer. Father, we declare how precious it is to have that tender sense of clear knowledge of your godliness and holiness through Jesus. And we ask, therefore, to give us more of your likeness, to enlarge our souls, to contain more fullness of your holiness, to engage us to live more for you. And let that be a marker in the sand here this weekend, to live more for you, to have more of your likeness. And Father God, may we seek after sweet times with you more and more. And seek after the opportunities to serve our church family and to serve individuals within the church family. And to seek to forgive and ask for forgiveness quickly for the sake of Christ. Father, wrap our lives in your divine love, we ask. Keep us from desiring anything else other than you. Humble us, we ask. Let us be resigned to your will and more fixed on yourself, that we might be more fitted for doing your work and suffering for the name of Jesus. We ask this in your name. Amen. We're going to finish with a great song. We're going to sing with a song of praise now to God. who has held the oceans in his hands. Behold our God seated on the throne. I think it's what Simon said this morning. In those times when we are feeling less forgiving than we ought, behold our God seated on the throne. In those times when we're suffering more than we can manage, behold our God. In those times when we are filled with joy because of his cross, behold our God. Let's stand and sing this. Behold our God seated on the throne.